This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One thing we haven't talked about tax-wise in a while is how these cuts are going to be paid for. GOP is not just going after the big pots of money to do it, things like state and local tax deductions or mortgage interest deductions. The net is really quite wide, and it includes the thousands of graduate students who take advantage of certain tax breaks to offset the cost of their sometimes epic educations. Tax breaks that can pay off for their schools as well. Marketplace's Erica Barris has a look at what's at stake there.
When Barmak Nasirian saw the tax bill proposed by House Republicans, his first thought was,
that's the end of research in the United States.
That's because many schools depend on graduate students to work as research assistants. Nasirian is with the American Association of State Colleges and Universities.
Taxing a phantom benefit, a de facto coupon, you know, that discounts tuition is not the way to promote expansion of research in this country.
For those of us without PhDs, Nasirian is referring to tuition waivers. Grad students earn a stipend for research and teaching, anywhere from $15,000 to $30,000 a year, and pay tax on it. But lots of grad students also receive tuition waivers that are tax-free. Under the House plan, waivers would be treated as income.
Their tax bill is going to effectively be a very high percentage of the income that they're getting to live off of.
Kim Dancy is an education policy analyst with think tank New America.
To cut into that further could discourage people from enrollment.
STEM students will take the biggest hit because they make up around 60% of PhD students. But everyone is worried. Jeffrey Melnick runs the American Studies grad program at the University of Massachusetts Boston, where up to 50% of tuition is waived for students.
I'm literally thinking about the students who were around my seminar table last night, and I can say almost with no doubt that we would lose 75% of those students.
Grad students don't have the lobbying firepower of many industry groups, but they're hoping the big universities that depend on them do. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.